Key stakeholders in the November general election have expressed their preparedness to help in the organization of a credible, acceptable and violence-free polls. This is contained in a communique adopted at the end of a forum organized by the Institute of Economic Affairs. Discussants included the Electoral Commission, Judiciary, Police Service and the media. The Electoral Commission, which presented a paper, said the number of polling stations will be increased to 29,000 with two biometric verification devices at each polling station. It enumerated a number of reforms carried out to ensure the polls are credible. The Judiciary, which was represented by a Justice of the Appeals Court, Professor Justice Dennis Ajay, said the Chief Justice has set up a task force to educate judges and magistrates on the electoral laws of the country.
Last 4 years, that is the 2012, this task force was set up because we get new judges, others retire, others are promoted, and they must know the laws that are applicable to every particular court. So if somebody is a magistrate today and the person becomes a circuit judge tomorrow, or a circuit judge becomes a high court judge tomorrow, he or she is going to exercise different jurisdictions. So in that case, the person needs education to understand the electoral laws in his or her new office to execute them effectively. We have several laws on election. The Constitution is even one of them, because the Constitution will tell you that when it is about presidential election, go and initiate it at the Supreme Court. Where it is parliamentary election, go to the High Court and initiate it. And we have rules governing them. So we have Supreme Court rules, we have High Court rules. The task force is made up of 3 Supreme Court judges, myself as the director of the Judicial Training Institute, and 2 other staff of the service. We have Justice Jones Dutchie as chairman, then we have Justice Paul Bafoboni, and we have Justice N.S. Badegbe.
The Director of Operations of the Ghana Police Service, Chief Superintendent Dr. Benjamin Agbozu, said security is so critical to the success of the electoral process, adding that no electoral management body can conduct successful election if the security environment is unstable. Chief Superintendent said the police have declared vigilante groups masquerading as supporters of political parties illegal and criminal. The chairman of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari, called for adequate financial support for GBC as a state broadcaster to give balanced coverage to all the political parties.
GBC is the national organization for broadcasting established under the law and to which we owe responsibility, and therefore it must be supported. Secondly, GBC is one of
the supervising ministries.
You can say they are very professional. Thirdly, and very importantly, GBC by law is non-partisan.
That is, detailed comments had been received and favorable.
So all citizens of the country must support the GBC so that it can do its work as the law requires. Besides, whether we like it or not, GBC still is the one station that reaches everywhere, whether by television or radio. Because GBC is established also by our taxes, we need to support it so that it will continue to provide the service that it is obliged to give us.
That was the chairman of the Media Foundation for West Africa, Professor Kwame Kakari. The Metropolitan Catholic Archbishop of Accra, Charles Palmer Buckle, who chaired the forum, was optimistic the results of the 2016 general election will be credible.